Hello? Hello?
Yes, who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Ricky calling you from Technical Department of Telstra. So how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm going good.
Do you use internet, sir?
Yes, we do.
So could you please tell me nowadays how is your internet working? Is it working fine or did you face any kind of problem? Actually, the reason why we have been contacted you because from your internet, continuously we are getting a signal that there are some securities of your network. Currently, they are not working in a proper way. So are you aware of that? Okay, so when was the last time did you use the internet?
Today. It's still working all right. But it's,
okay. Actually, right now, from your internet, continuously we are getting a signal about it. That is the main reason why we have been contacted you today. So, could you please tell me, in your router, in your modem, what color light do you see over there? Do you see the light?
It's a blue one.
It's blue one. Okay. Okay. And apart from blue, is there any other color lights do you see over there?
No.
Okay. And basically, sir, what are the devices you use to go online? Like you use any smart TV, mobile, computer, laptop? Which one you use to go online? All of those?
Not the smart TV, just the computer and phone.
Just the computer and phone. And right now, is your computer is on or it's off? Where is it right
now? It's on.
Are you using your computer right now?
No, I'm not using it. I'm not in front of it, no.
Okay. It's on. Could you please take your time and turn it on?
Here it is on.
Could you please be in front of it?
Yeah. We were getting...
go ahead.
We had the NBN people here the other day.
Yes.
Getting fiber to the... We're getting fiber to the house.
Okay.
They put in a new line.
Okay.
To the house, but we haven't. But it's not connected from the street to the house. But the house, but from the box on the house, it's not connected yet to the. So it's been a blue light since they did that.
Okay. Are you able to access internet?
Yes. I said yes.
No problem. You do one thing, sir. Just be in front of it so that we can check. It is just a security checkup call. Just be in front of your computer and let me know.
I said yes. Isn't that enough?
Okay. Are you in front of it? Are you in front of the computer right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you can see all of the icons, sir, of your laptop. You can see all the regular icons.
Yes, so
I've
just go on to the...
Okay, don't go on any apps. Okay, just do one thing. Have a good look on your keyboard. Focus on your typing keyboard at the very extreme left-hand bottom corner. You can see over there is a CTRL control key. Do you see that?
Yes.
And
on
just
the,
next
on
your keyboard.
On the keyboard. Yeah.
Yes. And just beside the CTRL control key, next to the control key, what key do you see over there? Which key do you see next to that?
That's F8, is it?
F11?
FN. Yeah.
And next to FN, which key do you see next to FN?
That's the control.
Next
control
to that.
Panel.
Is it a Windows computer or it's an Apple Mac?
It's a Windows sign there.
Okay, you can see the Windows sign key?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to press that Windows sign key with one finger and hold it down. And from your another finger, press the letter R. R as in Romeo. Windows key and the letter R, both key together at the same time.
Now everything's working all right, so what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to show you all those services. Actually, sir, we are getting a signal that more than 20 services of your internet, they are not working. So with the help of that, you can check your services are working or not.
I'm holding the Windows.
And the letter R for Romeo.
Yes.
After Windows, you have to press letter R. R as in Roger.
Yeah.
After that, what comes up? Do you see any changes in your screen?
I've just got type in the name of a program file, the document, whatever.
Yes. And just below that, sir, you can see there's a white panel where you can type something, right?
Yes.
Is it something written over there or it's empty?
Yeah, it says shell app folder.
Make that panel empty, delete it, whatever it is written over there, make it empty.
Right.
And type over there, M for Mary.
It's lowercase?
Yeah, it's in lowercase.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then S as in sugar.
Yes.
C for Charlie.
Yes.
O for Oscar.
Yes.
N as in November.
Yes.
F as in father.
Yes.
I for indigo.
Yes.
G as in gold.
Yes.
Now read me out what you have typed over there.
MSCONFIG.
Yeah. Now after that you can see there is an, below that you can see there is an option called OK cancel browse. Do you see that?
Yes.
Give a click on OK.
Right.
After that, do you see any changes?
Another box come up, a system configuration.
Yes. Now, in that system configuration, look at the very top. You can see general boot services, startup tools.
Yes.
Give a click on services. After clicking on services, you can see the list of services over there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can see the three columns over there. The first column is service. Underneath service, you can see all the services. And the second column is manufacturer.
Yes.
And the third column is status, right?
Yes, yes.
So underneath status, what do you see? All are running or stopped?
Some are running and some are stopped.
Yeah, so do you have any idea how these services are getting stopped?
No.
Okay, and could you please tell me, apart from you, who else used this internet?
Oh, just my husband, yes.
Okay, you and your husband?
Yes.
Okay, actually ma'am, did you ever share your Wi-Fi password with anyone, with your friends, with your neighbor to use internet?
Well, only family.
Okay. Actually, apart from you, there are some third parties who are trying to use your internet line. And what they are trying to do, they are trying to block your security services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. That is why you can see some services are running, some are stopped because of those different IP addresses. And due to that, your internet line is not working because when all the services are getting stopped, after that, you cannot be able to go use internet properly after that. So that is the main reason we are getting a signal about it. That is why we have been contacted you today. So could you please read me out? Just scroll down and just check it's more than 20 services are stopped or not. Because we are getting a signal that more than 20 are not working. So just check.
Yeah, it'll be more than 20. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And you can see the first service. Do you see any service called Application Experience?
Wait a minute, I'll go back at the top.
Yes.
Application
Experience.
No, Application Layer, Gateway Service, Application Identity.
What is Application Identity? Is it stop or it is running?
It's stopped.
It's stopped, okay. And application layer gateway service, is it running or stopped?
It's stopped.
Stop, okay. No problem. Now you do one thing. Close this box and come back to your home screen.
Right.
Close this box. X out of this box. And you have to press once again from your keyboard, Windows, T and the letter R. R for Romeo, like you do before.
Right.
And after that, what comes up? Do you see anything?
Oh, it's the same as before. Miss
Delete MS config from there. Make that panel empty first. Delete MS config. And now type over there. M for Mary.
Yep.
S as in sugar.
Yes.
I for indigo.
Yes.
N as in Nancy.
Yes.
F as in father.
Yes.
O as in Oscar.
Yes.
Number 3 and number 2. MS Import Section 32. And after that, you can see OK Cancel Browse. Give a click on OK.
So I've just put the MSINFO32. That's all I had to type in?
Yes.
Right.
And after that, give a click on OK.
Yep.
Now,
system summary what come changes up.
You can see system summary.
Yes.
And below system summary, what are the options you can see?
Hardware, resources, components, software, environment.
Yes. So give a click on software environment.
Yep.
And underneath that, do you see there are lots of options come up, pop up?
And now it's just got select a subcategory.
Click on software environment again, one time.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, you can see system drivers. You can see system drivers.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, give a click on system drivers. Double click on that.
Yes.
And after double click on that, you can see at the right hand side, there is a list of system drivers.
Yes.
Yeah, you can see there are lots of column that is called name, description, file, type,
yes.
Started, start mode, and then state.
Yes.
So underneath state, what do you see? It is running or not?
Some stop, some running.
Yeah. So do you have any idea about this?
No.
That is the main reason why we have been contacted you, because I think you are not a technical minded person. So no problem. You do one thing, ma'am. You can see system drivers is also not working inside in your internet. Maybe you are not facing any kind of problem at the moment, but after a few hours or after a few days, it will be very difficult for you to go online. We need to activate those services, okay? So you do one thing, ma'am. Close this page and come back to your home screen.
Yep. Okay.
And basically, what are the browser you use to go online? Like you use any Google Chrome, Internet Explorer, Mozilla Firefox?
Yeah, Google.
Okay. And through this internet, basically, what are the devices, what are the activities you use, ma'am? Like you use any Facebook? Do you use any social media?
No.
You don't use social media, okay.
I've got Facebook.
Do you use Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. And apart from Facebook, do you buy anything online like Amazon, eBay, shop online?
No, not really.
Okay. And apart from that, do you play online games?
No, occasionally.
Sometimes?
Only solitaire or something like that.
Okay. And do you use YouTube? Do you play online videos, YouTube, Netflix, Amazon Prime?
Occasionally. Not much.
Okay. And apart from that...
Yeah.
Sorry? Go ahead.
When the NBN finishes the job, it probably will fix itself, won't it?
No. That is why we have been contacted you, because that point of time, actually the problem is in your router as well. We are getting a signal that more than 60% securities of your router as well is not working. So no problem. We are going to send an engineer again, okay, to check your router, your modem, and if we found any major problem in your modem, then we are going to activate a new router. We are going to provide you a new router.
Okay. Right.
Okay. So you do one thing. And apart from YouTube, do you do any other activities? Like, do you buy online tickets, train ticket, movie tickets, or any tickets?
No.
Online?
No.
And apart from that, do you do any kind of online banking? Do you check your balance online sometimes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so do not do any kind of online activities, okay? Because whatever you are doing through this internet, it is not secure.
Right.
So you do one thing, ma'am. You have a Google Chrome?
Yes.
Okay. Pull up your Google Chrome.
Oh, I don't usually use Google Chrome. It's usually just Google.
Okay, open Google then.
Yeah, it's open.
Okay, now in that Google, what do you see?
Oh, nothing, just a search line.
Okay, just hold on for a second. I just got the email, just hold on. And in the Google, just type over there. The Google, you can see at the very top, there is a cursor is blinking, a white panel.
Yes.
You need to type over there, www, 3W in a row.
Yes.
And then give a dot.
Yes.
And then type over there, T for Tango.
D, yep.
E for Echo.
D-A.
And then, it's not D, it's T, T for Tango, T for Tiger.
I got two, D for dog.
No, it's not D, it's T for Tom.
Can't get that one.
Okay, T for Telstra.
Oh, T, sorry.
Yes. You have to type
right.
Telstra, yes. You have to type Telstra over there.
T-E-L.
S-T-R-A.
Right. Is that .com.au or what one do you want?
No. You have to type Telstra support. T-E-L-S-T-R-A support. S-U-P-P-O-R-T support.
Yeah.
And after
yes.
Telstra support, you have to type 01 after support.
01.
Yes, and then put a dot.
Yep.
And then W for whiskey.
Yes.
E for echo.
Yes.
E for echo again.
Yep.
B for ball.
Yes.
L for London.
Yes.
Y for Yankee.
Yes.
And then put a dot again.
Yep.
And then C for Charlie.
Yes.
And then
yes.
O for Oscar.
Yes.
M for mother. C-O-M.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
that, press enter. After that, press enter.
Yeah.
After that, you can see Telstra home service about contact.
Did not match any document suggestions. What?
Okay. Read me out the whole thing, what you have typed at the top.
www.telstrasupport.support.
Yes.
What do you want? Zero one.
Yes.
I'm going to put
01.
I think that's what I had. Yeah.
01.weebly.com.
It's W-E-E-B-L-Y.
Yes, com.
.com. Yes.
Yes.
After that, press enter. Now, do you see any home service about contact at the top?
Your search did not match any document suggestions. Make sure all the words are spelled correctly.
Okay. At the top where you type Telstra Supports 01.com, did you type www. first?
Yes.
You do one thing, just delete www. Okay, just delete www. Only type Telstra Support 01.weebly.com.
Yeah, Telstra Support is one word, isn't it?
Yes, it's one word.
Right. Got ready to www.
Don't type www. Only type Telstra Support 01.weebly.com.
Yes.
And after that, press enter.
Australia Fake, Telstra Support.
What it says?
Australia Fake, Telstra Support. A2,
and apart
Z
from that,
A2,
is there any other options you can see?
Pardon?
Apart from that, is there any other options you can see?
Here is a real legitimate looking.
You do one thing. Close Google Chrome, close Google and open it once again. Close and open it again.
Right.
And open Google again.
Yeah, we've got it open. Oh, dear, it is. This is a nightmare. What am I going to put in now? Because I'm running out of time.
You don't have time right now? You don't have time right now?
What are we going to try now?
You do one thing. Delete www. Just type over there AnyDesk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K. AnyDesk. How much time you have left, ma'am? How much time you have left? Are you going somewhere? 10 minutes. Are you going somewhere?
Yes. What did you say? Any. A-N-Y.
Yes. And then D-E-S-K. Desk.
D-E-S-K. S-K. Right. That's,
And after that, press enter.
Yep.
And after that, you can see the various
options.
Fast
remote desktop. Sorry?
Yeah. Click on that. Click on that. The fast remote desktop application. The first one.
Right.
And after that, you can see the website.
Yep.
And below that you can see a red box. It says download now, a red color.
Right. Now I'm going to click on
download now.
So where are you ringing from? Are you Telstra or?
Yes, ma'am. Telstra. Give a click on download now and after that what comes up? Now, what time you will be back, ma'am? What time you will be back?
Oh, later on, 4-ish.
Sorry? What is the time?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay. No problem.
Right.
We will ring. Yeah, go ahead. After clicking on download now, what comes up? Do you see any changes?
I haven't downloaded that. I'm not really inviting from anywhere.
Actually, I will tell you, with the help of this AnyDesk, we are going to activate the security on it. We are going to put your internet line under the safe mode. That's it, ma'am. Yeah, go ahead. If you have any questions, you can ask me.
So, is this download, is that secure?
Yes, ma'am. It is completely secure. Don't worry. You are now in safe hands.
Yeah, you can't trust anyone online.
I understand your concern. Don't worry, ma'am. I'm going to provide you your customer ID number as well so that you can make sure whether you are speaking with legitimate people or not, okay? Don't worry, I have your customer ID number.
Windows.
Yeah. After clicking on download now, what do you see? Do you see something?
It says download again.
After clicking on download now, you can see it says download again. Yeah, click on beside the download again, at the look at the very extreme left hand side of your computer screen. You can see it's started downloading. It says anydesk.exe, a folder over there at the left hand side of your computer screen.
I've got Windows circled.
Yeah,
download
click
again.
On download. Yeah, click on download again. And after clicking on download again, is there any something written over something download?
Then I can open. The little box comes up and says, open the file. Go on.
Give a click on open. Give a click on open.
Right.
And after that, what comes up?
Well, you've got your address, or is there some boxes? What's new in AnyDesk? Install AnyDesk,
okay.
Discovery.
Okay. Give a click on install. Give a click on install AnyDesk. Yes.
This is not going to give you access, is it?
No, 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 ma'am. We are not allowed to take a
installation start.
Yes. You can see any option like accept or anything?
Accept and install, yeah.
Yeah, give a click on accept and install.
Do you want to allow this app to make changes to your device?
Give a click on yes.
Would you like to install this device software?
Give a click on yes.
Install,
yes. Yes. And after that, is it installing, right?
It's AnyDesk version 1. Log into your brand.
Now what comes
up? It's got to log in.
Log in. Okay. And you do one thing, minimize the page and come back to your home screen where you can see all of your apps. Yes, and you can see all of your apps, like Google, all of your apps, My Computer, Recycle Bin. Do you see all the apps?
Which one am I looking for now?
You can see a new icon in your home page. You can see a new icon, a red icon, that is called AnyDesk.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes.
Double click on that.
Yeah.
After that, you can see your address over there, right? 9-digit number.
9-digit number.
Your address at the top. What do you see?
Oh, I've just got AnyDesk thing come up again.
Yeah. Open it.
Discover.
Okay, and above the discover, you can see your address, 9-digit number.
I'm back to. Wait a minute. It's gone off the icon. Oh, here it is over here. So if I double click on that,
yes.
Right click?
Yes, double right click on that.
New session settings, quit.
Okay, and you can see over there settings. Give a click on settings.
On the computer settings?
No, not on your computer, on the AnyDesk. On the AnyDesk, what do you see?
It's sort of only coming up to that download page again, but it's been downloaded twice.
Yes, you do one thing. Close that one and come back to your home screen.
Yep.
Do you see home screen? In your home screen,
yep.
You will see a new icon that is called AnyDesk.
Yes.
Open that. Double click on that.
Right. Open.
Yes. Now what do you see? Do you see your address, 9-digit number?
Yes.
Yeah. And look at the very right-hand side at the top corner, at the very right-hand side top. You will see there is a 4 lines that is called general. Right hand side at the very top.
Right, very general.
There is four lines. There is four minus lines.
I've got your address.
Okay, you can see, look at the right hand side. You are looking at the middle. Look at the right hand side at the very top.
Yes.
There is four lines. That is called
general. Click on that. Yes.
And after clicking on that, you can see settings, set password, address book, session recording.
Yes.
Click on set password. Click on set password.
Right.
And after that, you can see the password panel.
Now it's just going to be, you want to allow this app to make changes to use.
Give a click on yes.
Yes. Right, okay, next is password.
Yeah,
password.
Now in the password panel, just type over there, Telstra, T-E-L-S-T-R-A, Telstra.
T-E-L-S-T-R-A.
123.
123,
right. Again, you have to type in the confirm password panel, Telstra 123. All are in small letter. Did you type in small letter?
Yes.
Okay. Telstra 123.
Yes.
And then give a click on apply. Do you see an option called apply?
Yes.
Click on apply.
Well, we might have to put. Oh no! Wait a minute. I've done this twice in one row. Start again. Sorry.
Okay. Now no problem. You can click on general.
Wait a minute. S-T-R-A.
123.
And I've got to do it down here. Confirm password. Well, it's not letting me go onto the second line.
Okay, it is not letting you go.
On the second. Wait a minute.
On the confirm password?
Apply.
And then click on apply. You can see apply, red color. Click on that.
Yeah. Yes.
After that, what comes up?
Global settings, interactive access.
Okay. You look at the very top at the left-hand side. You can see new session at the very top of interactive access.
Yes.
Give a click on new session.
Yes.
And after that, you can see your address over there.
The nine digit number. Yeah.
Yeah. What number you can see over there?
671-097-055.
It's 671-097-055, right?
Yes.
Okay, and apart from that, is there any other options you can see?
It's only the four boxes, what's new and any status, discovery, help us improve, couple of little things.
Sorry?
Small invite. There's only those four boxes again.
You can see four boxes again.
Yes.
The ID is 671 and then 097055, right?
Yes.
And above that, is there any other options you can see, like accept or anything?
Just an invite.
Okay, just hold on. It's 671-097-055, right?
Yes.
Do you see any option like accept? If you see any kind of option like accept,
security warning.
Yeah, we have sent you the security warning. And apart from that, is there any other options you can see?
No, that's just disappeared.
Yes. Now you do one thing. Minimize this page. Give a click on minus sign. Minus sign. You can see there is a little minus sign. Now what do you see?
Yeah.
What do you see now?
or just back to the desktop?
Yeah, in the desktop. You can see your desktop. And apart from desktop, is there any other options you can see? Give a click on minus sign. Give a click on minus sign.
Yeah, we've got global settings again in that one.
Yes. Look at the right-hand side of that global setting. You can see there is a little minus sign. Beside X, you will see there is a little minus sign. Minus.
Yes.
There is a minus beside square.
Yes.
Click on that. Yeah, click on that.
Right. I've got nothing now. Screen's back to desktop.
You can see a normal home screen. Yes. Okay. Now, you do one thing, you have to press the Windows key from your keyboard again and the letter R, R as in Romeo.
Right.
And make that panel empty, whatever it is written over there, if you see the run box, make that panel empty. Make it empty.
Right.
And type over there, E for Echo.
Yes.
V for Victoria.
Yes.
P for Echo.
Yep.
N for Nancy.
Yes.
T for Tango.
Yes. T
B for Victoria.
Yes.
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 And then W for Whiskey.
Yes.
R for Romeo.
Yes.
And then read me out what you have typed.
EVENTZYR.
It's VWR. VW, W for whiskey.
I've got EVEN.
Yes.
T.
Yes.
And I've got a V. V
yes.
for victory. W.
Yes. Yes.
R.
Yes. And just below that you can see OK cancel browse. Give a click on OK.
Yes.
After that you can see any event viewer page, ma'am.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Look at the left hand side at the very top, do you see event viewer local?
Yes.
And underneath that, what are the options you can see?
Custom views, windows, log, applications.
Give a click on custom views. Give a click on custom views.
Right.
And after clicking on custom views, is there any other changes you can see?
Administrative events, critical error warning.
Click on that. After that, what comes up?
All these warnings are on.
Yes, you can see warnings. And do you see any red errors apart from warning?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what is those things, ma'am?
No.
This is the hacking links, which is made by the hackers to get access inside in your internet. With the help of these hacking links, those hackers are trying to block your security services so that they can easily get the access of your internet line and they can monitor all of your website, whatever website you use. So whatever activities you use with this internet, either it's personal or it's financial, it's not secure at the moment because those hackers are getting all the information of your website, okay? So do not do any kind of online activities until and unless we update your security or we upgrade the firewall security into your internet, okay? So could you please tell me at the very top of the warning and error, you will see a number of events.
Yeah, event viewer.
Yes. Do you see number of event?
Number
the
of
warning.
Events. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, 24,000.
Oh my God, 24,000. That means 24,000 hacking links are running right now inside in your internet. So that is the main reason why we have been contacted you, ma'am, because this is a hacking issue and you are not aware of this. So you do one thing, close this one and come back to your home screen. Now you can see all of the icons.
Yes.
Now, ma'am, we are going to activate the firewall security, okay, into your activities like your Facebook. We are going to check your Facebook is secure or not from the hacker, okay? And if we found any major problem in your Facebook, if we found any hacking links in your Facebook, then we are going to activate the firewall security into your Facebook account, which can protect your activities from the hacker, okay? So you do one thing. Open Google, ma'am. Open Google Chrome.
Google Chrome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now below, you can see Google screen. You can see Google search in the middle.
Yes. Yeah.
Give a click on that and type over there. Just type over there, V for Victoria.
Yep.
A as in Alpha.
Yes.
L for London.
Yep.
I for Indiana.
Yep.
D as in Delta.
Yes.
A as in Alpha.
Yes.
T for Tango.
Yes.
O for Oscar.
Yes.
R for Romeo.
Yeah.
After that, yes. After that, press enter.
Presenter.
Yes.
Oh, presenter. Sorry. Yep.
And after that, what are the options you can see, which is in blue color?
There's W3C markup validation service.
Click on that. Click on that. Actually, do you know what is this website?
Sorry, the website, W3C.
Yes. Actually, ma'am, this is the government website which allow us to validate all the customers' details are secure or not from the hacker. With the help of this website, we are going to check it is your Facebook, your email is secure or not, okay? So, you can see there is an address panel, white long address panel. And below that, you can see check.
Yes.
So, in the address panel, just type over there. Do you do emails, ma'am? Do you do emails?
Yes.
Let's start with your email. We are going to check your email is secure or not from the hacker, okay? So, just type your email address in the address panel. And after that, give a click on check. And if you have more than one email account, then put a comma and then type the another email account as well. And you have a Gmail account or you have Yahoo account?
I've got BigPond and a Gmail.
Okay, and you have only one email address or you have more than one email?
One BigPond and one Gmail.
Okay. After that, put a comma and then type your another email address, whatever it is. When you're done, just let me know.
Give a click on check.
Yes. And if you see any unexpected response, just let me know.
It's got jumped to. Sorry, this document cannot be checked.
And below that, is there any other message you can see written over there? Any other?
Errors blocking validation. I got the following unexpected response and trying to retrieve.
Actually, ma'am, these things will happen when the hacking links are running inside the activities. That is why it is showing you unexpected response. Because those hacking links are not giving you to check your email address properly. Because of those hacking links, you cannot be able to check your email properly. That is why it is showing you unexpected response. So no problem. You do one thing, ma'am. How you normally log in into your email? Open your email.
Yeah, just open on with the desktop. Yeah.
Yes. Open your email.
Will I close this page?
Sorry?
Will I close this page?
Just minimize this page. Minimize and do not close this page, okay?
Okay. So I've just got that security warning come up.
Yeah. Now,
emails. I'll just go on to emails.
Yes. And when you see all the emails, just let me know.
Yes. Yes.
You can see all your emails?
Yes.
Okay. So we are going to activate the security. Just hold on. Now, open the black box. You do one thing, ma'am. From your keyboard, you have to press once again the Windows key and the letter R from your keyboard, like you do before.
Yes.
And delete the event viewer from there, if you see event viewer on that panel. And type over there CMD. C for Charlie.
Yep.
M for Mary.
Yep.
D for Delta.
Yes.
After that, give a click on OK.
Yes.
Now you can see the black box.
Yes.
Now in that black box, you can see the cursor is flashing.
Yes.
Just type over there CD, where the cursor is flashing, CD.
Yes.
Space.
CD.
Dot dot. Space. Dot,
space,
dot.
Dot dot.
Yes. After that, press enter. And again, you have to type CD space dot dot and then press enter.
CD space and
dot dot.
Dot.
Yes. And
right.
Now, after that, type over there tree. T for Tango.
Yes.
R for Romeo.
Yes.
E for Echo.
Yes.
E for Echo. Now, double E, you have to type T-R-E-E.
T-R-E-E, two E's, right?
Yes. And then press enter. Press enter.
Right. Yes.
It is scanning. Do you see it's scanning?
Yes.
It is scanning the whole email account. It is secure or not. It is checking. So, in your router, ma'am, where is your router at the moment? Your router?
I'm on the laptop.
Is it possible to go in front of your router and check the lights, because you will see the changes in the color?
All right.
No problem. Go and check and just let me know.
Hard work.
Yes. It's still blue. Okay. If you see any changes, just let me know, okay, in the color.
Flashing at the back.
Okay. Now, in your laptop screen, what do you see?
I'll have to go back down there and have another look.
Okay. Is it still
stopped.
Scanning?
No, stopped.
Okay. So, do you see any status over there? Do you see any message?
It's got status server has been activated. Oh, it's just typing it up. Firewall,
okay.
Security.
What it says?
Status server has been activated. Firewall security. Congratulations.
Okay. Congrats, ma'am. The security has been activated into your email. Now, it has started removing the hacking links from your email, okay?
Right.
Now, you do one thing. You close your email and
close this box?
Minimize this box. Do not close this box. Minimize this box.
Close
your email. Yeah.
Right.
And open the Google Chrome where you can see the validator. Open the Google, which you have minimized before. Open the Google.
This black part of the black.
No, no, no. Google one.
All right. Wait a minute. Yeah.
Now what do you see?
This is the markup validation service.
Yes.
Sorry,
now look at the left hand side at the top. You will see there is an arrow which is pointing towards left hand side.
Yes.
Yeah, click on that arrow.
Right.
After that, what do you see? Do you see the address panel or not?
Yes.
Now make that panel empty. Address panel, delete whatever it is written over there, make it empty. Now your email is secure. Now, like this, we are going to check all of your activities are secure or not. So, apart from email, what do you do with this internet, which is very important for you, so that we can check the security. Sorry? Like Facebook, you told me that you use Facebook.
Yeah, we got Facebook.
Okay, just type over there. Facebook.com.
facebook.com.
And after .com, you have to put a //.
/.
And then type your username, whatever it is.
No idea.
What is the name in your Facebook account?
We don't use it very much. Only use it to watch. We'll have to see where we set it up. If I can find.
No problem. You do one thing. Delete /. Delete /.
Delete the /. Yeah.
Yes. And give a click on check. It will take automatically because.
All right.
Yeah, give a click on check.
Checking, yeah.
Now, what do you
mean? Error.
Error, yes.
Error 429, too many requests.
Error 429, error. Okay, it is also not secure, so no problem. You do one thing, open the black box, which you have minimized before, open the black box.
Yep.
Now, where the cursor is flashing, just type over there where the cursor is flashing. Is it still, is it scanning or not?
Yeah, it just started to scan again.
Okay. So, just type over there. What exactly you can see now? Is it still scanning or not?
It stops and starts, so it's scanning now.
Okay,
Windows,
no problem.
Up the top, it's got Windows system.
Okay. If you see any message, just let me know.
Oh, and it stops, so in the meantime.
Is it still scanning?
Yes, Facebook.
Okay.
Oh, I've got, here's Facebook. What, Facebook.
Is it still scanning?
It's just the server has been activated into Facebook.
Okay, congratulations. The security has been activated into your Facebook as well. Okay, now you do one thing, minimize this black box.
Right.
Now what do you see?
Oh, back to that error page.
Yeah, give a click on that arrow. You can see there is an arrow at the top left-hand side.
Yeah.
Click on that arrow. And now, address panel, delete whatever it is written over there in the address panel. Make it empty. And now, apart from Facebook, which is very important for you, what do you want to check, which is very important for you?
Well, we do a lot of
banking, shopping.
Well, there's banking.
You do banking, right?
Yes.
Okay, you do one thing. Just type over there www.
Yep.
And then type the name of your bank, whatever it is, and after that .co.au. And if you have more than one bank, then put a space after that and then type the another bank name.
Then I've got www.bank, and then what was after that?
.co.au. You can't fit up to one bank?
Yeah. Sorry, I missed, I've got the first dot.
Dot co, C-O, Charlie
Oscar. C-O, C-O, yes. C-O, and then dot A-U.
Yes.
A comma, and then put the other bank.
Yes.
A-S-A-S. Then check.
And after that, give a click on check. Now, what do you see?
Documents cannot be checked.
Okay, and do you see any message?
Can't connect to NAB.
Just above that, do you see any message?
I got the following unexpected response when trying to retrieve.
That means, okay, error blocking validation. That means it is also found error links into your website. Into your banking website, that means it is also not secure. So you do one thing, minimize this page and open the black box, which you have minimized before. Open the black box. And now, what do you see? Is it still scanning?
No, it's just typing up something down the bottom.
Okay.
Tree. Oh, it started. It just puts tree and then starts scanning again.
Okay, now where the cursor is flashing, just type over there. I want to check.
I
want to check.
I
want to check.
Yep.
If my IF.
IF my.
My online banking.
On.
And after banking, you have to put a space and then type both the bank name, whatever it is. And after that is secure.
Yes.
Okay. And after that, what do you see? Do you see is it still scanning or not?
It is not recognized as an internal or external command. I want to start the scan now.
Okay. Okay, it is a scanning, that means.
Yes.
Okay, when you see any status, just let me know. And apart from this computer, do you use any other devices?
We've just got a desktop and a laptop, two computers.
Okay.
So let's clear that.
Yes. And still scanning.
This
okay. And how old is this computer, ma'am?
4 or 5 years.
Okay.
What about sound hacking links? please log in to activate firewall security.
What it says? Something
found hacking links into your online banking.
Okay.
Please log in to activate firewall security.
Okay. ER means server. That means it is found hacking links into your banking as well. That means, ma'am, those hackers are trying to get the details of your banking, to get the details of your website. So you do one thing, you minimize this black box.
Yeah.
And open how you normally log into your bank. Log in and just let me know so that we can activate the security on it. And do not say anything over the phone, okay, because this call is recorded. Just do it by your end. If you're done, just let me know.
So I'm logging in?
Yes. When you see your normal status, when you see the statement, just let me know. You have to log in. And when you see all the balances, when you see the statement, just let me know so that we can activate the security on it. Now, after, what do you see?
I'm just checking that. I got all the.
Now you can see all the.
Balance.
You can see all the balance.
Yep.
Okay, and you do one thing. Just scroll down and check properly. You can see all the things or not. Just. Scroll it down.
Down to the bottom of the page, yeah.
Yes. Now you do one thing. Open a new tab. Open a new tab. Open a new tab.
A new tab for what?
Look at the very top right left hand side. You can see there is a little plus sign at the very top. There is a little plus sign
on the left hand side
at the very top. There is a little plus sign.
Oh, plus, yes.
Yeah.
New tab. Sorry.
Click on that. Yeah. Click on that. And now you do one thing. Log in into your another bank as well, so that we can activate the security on both of them.
We've got two logins for our.
You have to log in into your another bank as well, whatever it is. Another one. When you're done, just let me know.
So how do I got the new tab.
Yes. So how you normally log in into your another bank? How you normally do? You have to do it by your end. You have to do it by that way.
All right. So I go back to the other way. Yes. Where I was.
Yes. How you do? Just open by open that way. And when you're done, just let me know.
Yeah, it's done.
Now you do one thing. Scroll down and just check properly.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Now you do one thing. Log out.
Both the banks. We've got another one as well
if you have more than that.
Yeah, I've got that one. It's okay.
Okay. Now you do one
yeah.
thing. Let me activate the security. You do one thing. Log out from this page.
Log out, right.
Yes. Now open the black box which we have minimized.
So how do I log out from all the other two?
We've got
to do that.
Yeah, sorry. What did you say?
The first two that I logged into, do I log out of those?
Yes, you have to log out from both of them. All of them.
In the black box.
And now please go to your router, ma'am. Please go to your router now.
Back to the router.
Yes.
I'm up and downstairs.
Okay, no problem. You do one thing, open the black box first. Open the black box.
Well, I've opened the black box here before I go. What do you want me to do? I'm going up to the router.
Yes, now go to your router.
Yeah, still blue. It's still blue when it's one green flashing. You still there?
Hello.
Yeah, still blue.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Now, apart from blue, is there any other color light do you see?
On the front.
Yes.
No, there's only the colors on the back. There's one green flashing.
Okay. Just be in front of your laptop now. Just go to your computer or laptop.
Okay.
Now in the black box, do you see any message in the black box?
That's the same message. Please log into your active. Log in.
Okay. Now press enter.
File.
Press enter from your keyboard.
Yeah. Please
and
log into your phone security.
Just type over there T for Tango.
Is this down the bottom of the black box?
Yes.
Yep. T for Tango.
Now type over there. T-R.
T-R.
Double E.
Yep. T-R-E-E. Press
enter after that.
Scanning.
Okay, let it be scan. When the scan will be stopped, just let me know. Is it still scanning, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. When you see the status, when you see any...
So where's your call center? Where's your call center? You in Australia?
Yes, ma'am. We are from 242 Exhibition Street. Now, is it still scanning, ma'am, or do you see any changes? Or is it...
Just stopped.
Just stop.
Yeah.
And apart from that, do you see any other message over there?
It's got Windows, it's back up.
And look at the top. Look at the top
right
of
top
that window.
Windows system.
It's Windows system 32, right?
Windows system 32. Doing another scan.
Okay, just wait for a moment. Is it still scanning again?
Yes.
Okay, let it be scanned. Is it still scanning or do you see the status?
Still scanning. Server has been activated. Security. Please wait.
Okay. Please, it is saying you please wait. Okay,
yes.
Just hold on. I just got the email. Just hold on. Hello?
Yes.
Now, do you see the message, ma'am? Do you see the status?
There's nothing else come up. It just said, please wait.
Okay, that means it is started security. Just hold on. It will complete the security as soon as possible. And ma'am, when you don't use the internet,
pardon?
When you don't use the internet, can you hear me now?
Yeah, don't use it.
When you don't use the internet, that point of time, what you do? You leave your router as it is or you turn it off?
We turn everything off. Turn the computers off.
Okay. Okay, because when you switch off the computer, when you switch off the router as well for 5 minutes in a day, then it will help you to boost the speed of the internet, ma'am.
Right. So, should I press enter or anything?
Okay, now you do one thing, minimize this black box.
Yeah, there's flashing. It says please wait, but it's flashing is...
Okay, just off. Minimize this black box. Minimize this black box.
Yep.
And now, actually, madam, while we are checking your... While we are activating the security into your banking, we are able to trace the hacker who is using your internet line. Okay, so I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker. You need to recognize that person, whether you know that person or not, because he might be anybody. Like, he might be your neighbor, he might be your friends, okay? So you need to recognize that person, okay? I'm going to show you the picture of that hacker as well, okay?
Right.
Hello. So you do one thing. What exactly you can see on your computer screen, ma'am?
Nothing.
You can see your all the icons or not?
All the icons.
Okay. And ma'am, over the phone, ma'am, you sound very young. Can I ask you how old are you, ma'am? Because you sound very young.
You really want to know?
Yes,
81
years old.
Yes. Next
month. But over the phone, you don't sound 81 years old.
Well, that's good.
I thought you were 50 or 60.
60. Oh, well, that's probably better. I'll have more energy then.
Next month you are going to be 81 years, right?
Yes.
Okay, so advance happy birthday, ma'am.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, and at 5th Feb, ma'am, I was 28 at 5th Feb. 2 days
28.
Ago.
28, so, yeah. Very young.
No problem. You do something. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I'm like your grandchildren.
Well, I've got a 24-year-old grandson. Yes.
Yeah, I'm like your grandson as well.
Yes.
You are like my grandmother.
Okay. So where's your grandmother?
Now, I don't have a grandmother. She died 8 years ago.
Oh, okay. That's sad. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. You do one thing, ma'am. Open the Google, ma'am. Open the Google again.
Yep.
Now, in Google, you just type over there in the search panel, S for sugar.
Yes.
P for Peter.
Yes.
E for Echo.
Yes.
E for Echo again.
Yep.
D for Delta.
Yes.
T for Tango.
Yep.
E for Echo.
Yep.
And then S for Sugar.
Yes.
T for Tango.
Yep.
And put a space after that.
Yes.
O for Oscar.
Yes.
O for Oscar again.
Yes.
K for Kevin.
Yep.
L for London.
Yes.
A for Alpha.
Yes.
And then read me out what you have typed.
Speed test. OOKLA.
Yeah, speed test OOKLA.
Yes.
Yes. Now after that, press enter.
Yes.
And after that, what are the first options you can see?
Speed test by OOKLA, the global broadband speed test.
Okay, now click on that.
Yep.
Give a click on go. And now what comes up after clicking on go?
Oh, we're doing a test. It's
Now is it still scanning or what?
Yeah, doing the second one there. It's doing the
Okay. When you can see the scan is
two lines,
you know. Yes.
So we've got
20.89
download.
Yes. The downloading speed is 20.89. And what is the upload speed, ma'am?
3.97.
Actually, madam, you're supposed to get the downloading speed, which you're supposed to get is 78.47 Mbps. And the upload speed, which you should get, it's 30.30 Mbps. But the download speed, you are getting 20 Mbps. But you should get 78 Mbps. That means, ma'am, you are not getting a proper speed as well because of those hackers, because of those third parties who are using your internet line. The speed of your internet are getting divided by those people. That is why you are not getting a proper downloading speed and the uploading speed as well.
Right.
So you do one thing, and apart from downloading speed, is there any other things you can see?
Connections. It's multi.
You can see the speed, right? It is not a proper speed. And do you have any mobile phone, ma'am? Do you use mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay. And could you please confirm me the number, mobile number?
My mobile number.
Yes. Yes.
0411 0411 0411.
Tell me again. It's 041.
0411 241 655.
Yes. It's 0411 241 655.
Yes.
And where is your mobile phone right now?
Oh, just in the other room.
Could you please grab that mobile phone? When you're done, just let me know. Okay. And you can see the signal. Is there any other signal over there in your mobile phone? Just check. Do you got a signal in your mobile phone or not?
Yeah, we've got Wi-Fi and Telstra.
Yes. Okay, no problem. At any point of time, you will get the call from our department, okay? So that is why I'm telling you to grab your mobile phone. No problem. Now in your computer screen, come back to your computer screen. Now just let me know what exactly you can see. You can see your
Still the same there. It's just got the download speed test.
Yeah. Now close that page and come back to your home screen. Now you can see all the apps, right? You can see all of your apps. Now read me out all the apps, name whatever apps you have on your screen.
I've got
Recycle Bin.
Yeah, Recycle. I've got My Old Accounts.
Okay.
Microsoft Mail.
Yes.
Google Earth, Google Maps.
Yes.
GST.
Yes.
Microsoft Edge.
Yes.
Office. Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah, they're only the, that is.
And madam, could you please tell me tomorrow or what time you will be free tomorrow?
Well, I'm out all day tomorrow, so it's a bit, what do you want to do tomorrow?
Oh, you are out all day?
Yes, got a job.
So when you will be free? After tomorrow? Day after tomorrow? What?
Yes, ma'am. What did you need to do?
Actually, we need to send an engineer to check your modem. That is why I'm asking you. If you don't have time tomorrow, then we will send an engineer up tomorrow.
Well, there will be someone here tomorrow. I won't be here, but there will be somebody else.
Okay. No problem, because he's going to check your modem, because we are getting a signal that your modem 60% securities of your modem, it is also not working.
Right.
So he's going to check, and if he found any major problem in your modem, then he's going to replace your modem within 24 hours or 48 hours, okay? You will get a new router if there is a problem in this router, okay? So that is why I'm asking you.
All right. Yeah, there will be someone else here. I won't be here. Yeah.
No problem.
So that will...
Just hold on. I just got the email from our department. Just hold on, ma'am. Okay, just for a second. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Now, you will, at any point of time, you will get a call from, in your mobile phone, okay? Grab your mobile phone from our senior security officer. Have you heard about NCA, ma'am? NCA. NCA means National Crime Agency. They are the cyber crime expert who are dealing with the hacker in our country nowadays. Yes, with the help of the NCA team, we already caught more than 80 hackers in our country and outside the country as well. So we are going to catch the hacker who is using your internet line as well, okay? And they will help you out how we can catch the hacker. So where's your mobile phone at the moment? It's in your hand?
Yeah, I've got it here.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so if you get any call, just let me know. And now in your computer screen, what do you see? Open the Google. 70% security has been updated, ma'am. 30% left. Okay, at any point of time, it will be complete.
So I've got Google. What am I typing in there?
Now, over there, type over there, V for Victoria.
Yes.
A as in Alpha.
Yes.
L for London.
Yes.
I for Indiana.
Yes.
D for Delta.
Yes.
A as in Alpha.
Yes.
T for Tango.
Yes.
O for Oscar.
Yes.
And then R as in Romeo, validator.
Yes. Enter.
Yeah. After that, press enter, yes.
W3C markup validation service.
Yes. And after that, what comes up? You can see markup validation service?
Yes.
Okay. Now... Now type over there in the validator.
Type in validator.
No, no. In the address panel.
Yes.
Do you use any Netflix or Amazon Prime, ma'am, sometimes? Do you access?
Netflix, yes.
Amazon Prime. Okay, so we are going to check your Netflix. Just type your Netflix ID, whatever it is.
I'll just put Netflix on.
No problem. Just type only netflix.co.au.
Netflix.co.au.
And then give a click on check. Click on check. Yes.
Cannot be checked.
Okay, and basically how you normally use your Netflix? In your smart TV, in your computer, in your laptop, or in which device?
Both.
In your mobile phone?
Both.
On
anything,
all of the devices.
But not very often.
Sorry? Okay. No problem. Open the black box. Open the black box.
Leave this one open.
You need to close this one. Close this one and open the black box. You need to close the validator page and open the black box then. Open the black box after that.
Yes.
Now, in the black box, what do you see?
Well, it's the same screen we left before.
Press enter after that.
So is this for...
Yeah, receive the call. Receive the call. Might be our engineer. Just receive the call.
0407?
Yes, receive the call. Yes, receive the call.
So was that from you?
Yes, our security officer. I told you, John William. Just receive the call.
Oh, yeah. Hi, madam. A very good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes. Just hang on a minute, please. So what do I do now with this other call?
Yeah, just talk to him, okay?
What, just leave everything as is here? You're staying on the
leave
line?
Leave as it is? Yes, I'm on the line. Just talk to him. He will tell you what you have to do. Just talk to him.
Okay, wait a minute. Hang up now. Okay, hang on. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
He said you can hang up now.
Okay, madam. It's lovely talking to you. God bless you. Talk to him. He will help you out further, okay? Bye-bye. Have a good
day. How much longer is this going
to
take?
It will not take much time. Just talk to him. He will help you out
okay.
further. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless.